Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. We're so glad you're with us today. We are celebrating our last week in this month of celebrating joy and celebrating possibility, although possibility is always a part of what we're about. But we're glad you're here. We are a center that celebrates life, celebrates possibility, celebrates the you and what you are about and who you are and what can come forward from your life in your life by applying spiritual principles to your everyday existence. We offer those principles. We teach them. We teach you how to do them. And we speak on them every Sunday. So this week, I'm very glad you're here with us. We believe in you, whoever you are, whatever your understanding of yourself, and however you identify yourself. So we are a place where you're welcome, where you're loved, and where you're appreciated. There's a line in the 12-step programs that says, we may not know you, but we love you anyway. And that's basically where we stand. So I'd like for you to know a little more about us. And to do that, I invite you to pay attention to our What We Believe video. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. If you want to know more about what we believe, that was a portion of our Declaration of Principles. You can find the full version on our website, cslmidtown.org. Today, I am functioning as both minister and practitioner. And what is important about that is that every minister in this teaching is a practitioner first, not only because we're trained as practitioners first, but also because it is how we think. A practitioner recognizes a higher truth, or sees beyond the either or, the us and them, into a greater awareness of oneness, and in so doing can bring greater freedom, truth, love, and power to their individual lives and to those of others. So today I'd like to share with you a little story. In 2013, my granddaughter was about almost 3 years old. She would say now she was three, but she was almost three. And my mom had just passed away after an expected and rather lengthy illness. And we went down to the little church in North Florida into the small town to participate in her funeral. And my granddaughter was, like I said, almost three. We came into the church, and the family came in first, and we were kind of getting settled, and all of the people were gathering around the back of the auditorium and not yet come in to be seated. And my granddaughter noticed the microphones up front. And being the wily character that she was, and still is to some extent, she tore up to the front, got loose from her mom, and ran up front and grabbed a microphone and started singing at the top of her lungs. Now, the mic wasn't turned on yet, but that didn't matter because, like every child in America at that time, almost, she knew the words to Frozen from one end to the other. And she started in on Let It Be. And she sang it, and she sang it, and she sang it. She knew every motion that the character on the cartoon did while she was singing. She knew every word. She sang on pitch. It was quite a performance. Her mom tore after her once she got up there and started it. And I just gave her a little signal to say, no, don't do that. Let her finish. Because what I knew of my mother is that she would have been more thrilled with that than any of the other things that were said about her or said during the memorial. Because she so loved and honored the giftedness and the joy of her great-grandchild and great-grandchildren, along with all of her other family members. So what that illustrated for me is that in the midst of the most sad and difficult grief and pain, there is the element of joy that is always there. And it's there because people come together. It's there because each person brings their own element of their lives and their consciousness to the moment. And for Sophie, that was a moment of opportunity to sing. And that's all she needed if she had a microphone. And, you know, it brought the whole family together. We were able to laugh. Some of the folks at the back of the room were kind of shocked that we didn't stop her. But most people, I think, had some appreciation of what she did. And they knew my mother well and knew that she would have appreciated it, too. So I invite you to consider that in any situation, what is true is within each of us, there is still joy. And that joy brings us together. That joy, when it's felt, allows the barriers to break down. You know, and some of us laughed and some of us cried. And whichever that expression was, we were able to connect and hold one another and be in that moment in a very, very special way. And I am always and will always be grateful to my granddaughter for that moment. So as we move into spiritual mind treatment, which is an opportunity for you to connect with that oneness within you and to know something greater and something better, I invite you to consider, as we consider, bringing greater joy into every moment. So know this with me. There is but one power, one infinite intelligence, one universal presence, one life, one love. It is showing up in, as, and through each of us and each of you. And as it does, it shows up in all of its multiple aspects. Everything you may think of as a quality of the infinite, a quality of God, shows up in the moment, in your life at some time or other. And whether it's showing up on the outside or not, it's present and it's always there. So by action of this treatment, I choose to believe, I choose to bring forward into my everyday life greater opportunities for the expression of joy. I bring that joy from within me and communicate it out into the world around me. I am not in any way bound by the experiences of the world, by the circumstances of the world, or the circumstances around me in the world. I tap into the depth within me where spirit resides, where life is. And in a deep breath and a recognition, I simply awaken that deep, resonating joy that is within me. It may show up as calm, as peace, as beauty. It may show up on the outside as tears and sadness, or tears of joy, or simply laughter and silliness. But it's always there and available to me. So by action of this treatment and this intention setting, I choose to experience and to recognize and to know joy more and more and more fully, freely, and expressed more richly right here and right now. I dive into it. I remember the opportunities where joy showed up when I least expected it, and build on that, knowing that I am building my faith in the infinite moving in me, as me, and through me. Knowing that this is real, knowing that this is how life works, in great gratitude, I can release this now. I let it be so, and so it is. Thank you. Our guest speaker today is Reverend Dr. Raymond Anderson. He is a friend, and he is also one of the dynamic, amazing kind of people. You can see all of his bio and data on our website or in the newsletter that you may have received. And before he speaks, however, we're going to hear from Faith Rivera, the musician, where she sings Stand Together. Thank you.
Namaste and greetings, CSL Midtown, and thank you for inviting me back, and thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, for inviting me back so that we can share and play together. So yes, today, that's exactly what we're talking about. This idea of, you know, for the entire month, we've been talking about how important it is to engage in joy, to engage in play, to have moments of rest, to in order to be our healthiest, happiest, most empowered selves. Like, that's what this month has been about. And today, we're diving into this specific element of what it means to play. Now, the word itself can mean a variety of things. To play a sport, for example, why do we play games? Football, chess, tic-tac-toe, Scrabble. Like, why do we play any of these things? And on the surface, the first answer we might give is, for the sake of competition, we love to compete. Yeah. And that's an element of it. And we're going to talk more about that a little bit later. But if we dive deeper into this idea of coming together to play, even if it's Broadway, it's theater, there is a play. You come together. Whether you are playing an instrument, right? All of this is about connection. Coming together to connect with the music and the audience, to connect with the people in the stand and the people on the field, to connect with the person sitting across from you at the checkerboard, to connect with like-mindedness, to connect. So ultimately, this idea of play, dare I say, is about connecting with and as spirit. Because think about it. God is all there is. And being all there is, that means everything that is happening is God acting upon itself. So when I sit down to play whatever it is I'm playing, an instrument, playing a game, whatever it is, it's God incarnating in through and as me, manipulating whatever this thing is on the board, moving chess pieces, throwing a ball. It's God acting upon itself. But why? For what purpose? For the purpose of intrinsic joy. Ultimately, we are playing and engaging in this thing called play because it makes us feel good. And as Emma Curtis Hopkins says, my God is my good, and vice versa. My God is my good, and my good is my God. To be engaged in this process of intimate, ultimate, absolute goodness itself is to be engaged in God, to be engaged in spirit, to be engaged as spirit. That's why Ernest Holmes even says, the only God we would ever truly know or understand is the one that we embody. And we know that if you're going to play a sport, play a game, play an instrument, you have to be all in. You are in the zone. So same thing, when we are playing this game of life, are we all in? Are we committed to this primal energy, this tapping into what it means to be connected to the universe, connected to spirit? Or are we simply an onlooker, a spectator, a bystander? Ernest Holmes says, if we feel then that we are simply onlookers, bystanders, and are not participants in the game of life, we should rediscover the youthful spirit of that childlike joy, which gives us the energy, happiness, security, and faith that we had as children. Recapturing that energy. Even Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, said, bring the little children unto me. Bring these people to me who are youthful in spirit, who are open at the top, who are willing to play, to engage life fully. See, kids, there's no apprehension about diving in a puddle of mud. There's no apprehension about playing in a pile of leaves. Kids go all in. Are we willing to play to that degree as well? Are we willing to recognize that playfulness allows us to remember and to reconnect with the core truth of our being, that God is all there is? And every interaction that we have with anything, everything, and everyone is God interacting with itself. So what happens when we shift from the consciousness of competition, right? Like the mass idea of competition. We can have playful competition. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But when we compete and we take on this idea that when I win and I have the trophy or the gold medal, it means that I am better than you. I have an Oscar, you don't. I'm a better actor or director, for I have won. See, when we get into that idea of competition, then there's judgment and criticism, and there's all of that stuff, othering and separation. Playful competition is play. It's simply engaging in the game, and there's nothing wrong with that. So when we step into this idea of true playful competition, what happens? We shift into the consciousness of cooperation, communication, and collaboration, and we are willing to engage from this space of this consciousness of oneness. There's no more separation. There's no more need to be better than or feel that we are worse than someone else. We recognize the infinite truth and unity that God is all there is. And when we are in that space, we understand and we bring about this energy of healing. And not healing because we are healing something, but healing because we are bringing the truth to the space, bringing truth to the world. And when we do that, we resonate with the words of Anne Frank, who said, "Yet I keep all my ideals because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart." Anne Frank, take into your consciousness, Anne Frank, who experienced great horrendous tragedies, "I still hold to my principles. I hold to truth. People are truly good at heart." Why? Because God is all there is. Because spirit is all there is. Love is all there is. And in that, we understand that people have free will. You have choice. But back of the essence of the truest part of you, even when you are choosing whatever this ineffective, non-life-affirming thing is, the truth of you is goodness. The truth of you is love. The truth of you is the divine incarnating itself in, through, and as you. Breathe. Breathe. Because we are being invited into a new space of recognizing the truth of our being. We need not be bound by precedent, what was, but binding ourselves to principle, what is, the truth, the whole truth, and only that which is true. Ernest Holmes says, "The present moment can never provide us with more joy than we are able to embody." How much joy are you able to embody right now? How much joy are you willing to embody right now? Breathe. Because if there's something else, if I have a cup and my cup is filled with water up to here, then how much tea is it going to be able to embody? Well, only that much. And truthfully, when I pour tea into it, because this much is water, now the tea is diluted. It's weaker than it would have been. It's not going to be the taste that I desire. But when I am willing to be the full container of joy, love, laughter, then the taste, the smell, the joy of being present must exist in overflow. because there is no more lack or scarcity then. It's there to overflow to such a degree that I drink from my saucer because my cup runneth over. Now, in order to do that, however, we must take in the words of William Faulkner, who said, "You cannot swim for a new horizon until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." The shore, precedent, the shore, old traumas, the shore, the mass way of thinking, lack, scarcity, separation, war, and rumors of war. Unless we are willing to release the shore, rugged individualism, and swim for new horizons, unity, love, oneness, harmony, peace, God. Unless we are willing to lose sight of this, release this, surrender this, in order to move into that, to embody that, then we will forever stay stuck in the idea of, well, and we will forever twiddle our spiritual thumbs, wishing and hoping rather than moving. Keep in mind that play is a verb. It means to act, to engage in, to do, treat, and move our feet. So what happens if we play, right? Like, so I say a prayer, but what if I am playing the prayer to the degree that Dizzy Gillespie or Stevie Wonder or Itzhak Perlman play their instrument? What if I play my prayer? I play my meditation. I play my relationships with that same level of stewardship and mastery. What happens? What am I afforded the ability to show up as when I step into that new expansive way of being? Ernest Holmes says, "The person who is always glad will surround themselves with people who are happy, and life will be a continual enjoyment." The person who is always glad, glad, the etymology of glad means to be bright. The person who is always bright, who is always shining, who is always gleaming, who is always joyous and pleasant and gracious. That's the etymology. And gracious means to be filled with God's grace, to be courteous, to be pleasing, to be kind, and to be friendly. The person who is always friendly, the person who is always filled with God's grace, the person who is always pleasant and joyous, joyful, that person will surround themselves with like-minded people who are willing to play and be happy. And life will be a constant, continual enjoyment. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to step into that energy of consciousness? Are we willing to commit to that level of? Charles Schaeffer says, "We are never more fully alive, more completely ourselves, or more deeply engrossed in anything than when we are playing." It's about commitment. It's about being convicted to. This is why Shakespeare says, keep in mind, he says in As You Like It, "All the world is a stage and all the people are merely players." We are players given the opportunity to engage in joy, to engage in laughter, to engage in play, to lighten the load. So speaking of lightening the load and being engrossed in laughter, when Dr. Bob spoke on, if I'm not mistaken, March 13th, in his message, he tells the story about the bus accident. And remember when the bus settled, and he says he looked back, and he, you know, amid all of the arms and people reaching and stuff, there was relative silence. There were occasional, you know, groans of, but overall it was silence. And then out of this silence, you hear someone in the back say, "Hey, what's black and orange, black and orange, black and orange?" A school bus rolling down the hill. And he says, not sure who started it. Maybe the person beside the one who said that started giggling. And then, like a contagion, the entire bus was filled with laughter. Laughter. Jean Houston says, at the height of laughter, the universe is flung into a kaleidoscope of new possibilities. When they laughed, this kaleidoscope of new possibilities emerged. It gave them the ability to heal, to breathe, to relax, to come together in unity and oneness, to be of one accord, to be in the symphonic orchestra of oneness. We are in this together. Oneness. We are healing together. Oneness. Togetherness. Unity. Simply by saying, ha, 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 H-A, holy awareness, ha, ha, my holy awareness as I yield into the ha, 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 the laughter of healing. My holy awareness gives me healing awareness. And my healing awareness gives me healing action as I treat and move my feet, as I move into this activity of God, living, moving, and having its beingness in, through, and as me. This is why the author of Winnie the Pooh says, we didn't realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun. Today, are you willing to commit to laughter? Commit to fun, commit to playing, commit to connecting with the divine presence that is incarnating itself in, through, and as you and everything and everyone. Breathe. Today, are you willing to make a play date with God? A play date with God and allow yourself to not only enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, but to be in, I-N, joy, to be engrossed in joy, to be the incarnation of joy, to let joy overflow so that your mental equivalent, your thoughts, joy, your words, joy, all of your communication, however it is, by phone, text, or email, joy, your emotions, your feeling, joy, and your actions to be joy. Joyful, joyful, I adore life. It unfolds and incarnates as me. Am I willing to? Are you willing to be so committed to the vision, mission, and purpose of joy itself? Playing, being engaged in play, playfulness, and recognizing that when we come together to play this Sunday service, we are gathered together in the name of play, in the name of love, in the name of unity and oneness. And when we come together in the name of, where two or more are gathered in the name of, the nature of, then that which it is must be in the midst of it. Are we willing to come together as CSL, as New Thought, as CSL Midtown, as Atlanta? Are we willing to come together in the name and the nature of play to lift, love, and live in, through, and as joy itself? Breathe. Breathe and let us recognize in this moment right here and right now, the love, the light, the life of spirit is present in, through, and as us right here, right now. There is nothing else, only God. A circle of joy, circumference nowhere, the center, joy being all there is, right where you are, joy is, right where you are, the very playfulness of the universe is, and all is well. Breathe. Now go out and play. Much love and appreciation. See you soon. Take care.
Everybody, thank you, Reverend Raymond. Anderson. That was an amazing talk. Play, have fun, enjoy. And that's what we do, hopefully, in our lives and as our creative expression, which brings us income, which flows and lets us play and be here. So if you will with me say our affirmation of prosperity, which will be here on the screen in a second. So I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate at www.cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the QR code here on the video. And that will take you right to that spot to donate. And you can set up a one-time payment or a recurring payment if that's how you wish to donate and contribute to the center and expand all that we are. I want to remind everybody that next week, April 3rd, we are going to be live in person in Atlanta at the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center. So check the website and your email for that. And if you're in town, we'd love to see you there. And that's it. I've got for announcements. On to announcements. Thanks a lot.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game. Announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form. Send it off and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Thank you, Vance, for anchoring this wonderful series. And thank you, Dr. Raymond, for your talk and your message. I always love your enthusiasm. So next week, we'll be meeting in our hybrid state of things. First time back in person since COVID began. We will be at the Georgia Tech Convention Center and Hotel on Spring Street. And we will also be on all of our usual media, social media networks, and places where you watch us. So join us next week for a new experience of a hybrid celebration. Here is our closing, which is our affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a mind full of good sense and a heart full of love. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that moves through me. And so it is. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.